Hey, greetings, sisters. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, hopefully you're all striving on and pressing forth, all for the Lord, for He is worthy. I'm so thankful to be a godly, holy woman, doing good things and not bad things anymore. I want to do all the good I can for the Lord because He is worthy. We're doing good here. We'll do our edification audio later, so we'll probably talk about our day there. But I was thinking the other day, Brother Tupos and I, when we were doing our edification audio, I think it was a couple days ago, and he mentioned the word shine. He was reading the scripture verse, and he said shine. And he said, let's look at the Greek on it and get a better definition of it. And he said the word brilliant in there. And I was like, hey, I like that, you know, because I'm always saying to the sisters, you know, shine your light. It's the light that Christ gave us, so we want to shine it. It's ours, but it's of Him. It's His light. It just coming through us. And so I thought this would be a good one. I just looked up shine in the New Testament, and I'm going to read a few scripture verses, and they're pretty much going to speak for themselves. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I love that. So all the works that we do, we want to shine our light through them so God is glorified in that. And you know how that is? It's through our transformed life, through the gospel. And so that's an awesome glorifying of God, don't you think? Matthew 5:15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. And Matthew 17:2. These all have the Greek word for shine in them. Matthew 17:2, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. So the shine in here is brilliant, like the sun. And so that's how we're supposed to be shining our light. Like in the first verse, Matthew 5:16, we read, let your light so shine. It should be brilliant. It should be bright, right? That's why we're reading the scripture verses, to get an idea of what kind of brilliance this is. Here's another one using the same word. Luke 17:24. For as the lightning that lightningeth out of the one part of the heaven shineth unto the other part under the heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. And so we see how bright that shining has to be to get from one side to the other. That's how we want to be, right? Shining the light of Christ. Why would we not want to shine it as bright as we can? Acts 2:7. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. And in here, the angel came in and the light shined. So I can imagine how bright that was, because the angel of the Lord, how bright that light would be. And this one here, 2 Corinthians 4:6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So these scripture verses ought to give us an idea of how bright we should be shining that light. And how do we let that light shine in our lives? We do it by living for the Lord, by being obedient. And I'll kind of go through just a few of the things that we use out on the street for people when we talk about how, if you've been transformed by the gospel, which would be also like with the light of Christ, the way you live and talk and act and dress, who we associate with, how we spend our money, what we do with our time, it's all going to change, and it's going to go from what we used to do with it to what God wants us to do with it. So yeah, there's a lot more of that, but this just kind of shows us a glimpse of how the light of Christ has transformed us and how we can shine it to other people in our everyday lives. You know, a lot of people, men and women, don't always get an opportunity to go out and share the gospel much. And a lot of people think, well, shining your light is just sharing the gospel. Well, that is a huge one. That's a very, very big one, but it's not all of it. There's always more. God's word is well-rounded. And by being obedient, godly, holy women, doing the things that I was just sharing about, you know, how you're living your life, how good you work, how hard you work, do you go the extra mile? Are you kind? Are you loving? Are you gentle? Are you also rebuking and exhorting and edifying? You know, all of these things, we could be here all night. But there's so many different things that we do. And you know how you shine it of Christ is you do it for Him, by Him, and of Him, because of Him. It's all through Christ that this light is shining, because it's Him. And so we do everything as unto the Lord in thankfulness and contentedness. And His light is going to shine really bright, isn't it? And of course, like when you're first starting out, maybe you can't shine it as bright as you can, like when you're 2 years down the road or 5 years or 10 years. You know, I guess in my mind, I'm thinking the more I serve the Lord, the brighter the light shines, because He gives me more understanding, knowledge, wisdom, boldness, strength, encouragement, opportunities, if you want to put them all that way. You know, as we keep walking, our light is going to shine brighter. So I'm just going to say, let's see, I wanted to grab Daniel 12. Hold on here. There was one in the Old Testament. It's we could look at a whole bunch of them with shine, but I just took them out of the New Testament because it was let your light so shine. And then I went in the Old Testament to see shine too, just for one of them. I got it. Daniel 12, 2 and 3. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So think about that. The brightness of the firmament and stars. See how bright they are? We can see them from so far away. Shine your light, sisters. That's what we want to do. So anyway, hopefully this was just some simple encouragement to you. I was going to leave us with this, because we don't want to hide this light, right? Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So you want to shine your light in all ways, the gospel and every other aspect of your life. All right, I love you, sisters. I'm going to go shine my light the rest of the night if the Lord lets me finish it out. I love you. Hold fast. May God be praised.